This is KCUR. Balancing the responsibilities of raising children with the demands of work is a challenge for any parent. For many artists, that pressure is intensified by the need to create. As part of our series, Artists as Parents, KCUR's Julie Deniche spoke with two local artists about their latest collaboration, their son, Sam.
It's Friday morning, and Amy Kligman works in the downtown studio she shares with her husband, Misha. Amy is experimenting with cocktail umbrellas for a new installation project, but she's feeling tired. Amy was up most of the night with her son, Sam.
So Sam's a year and a half old. At this point, he should be sleeping a little better than he is. So I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing for art practice, but anytime I come in here, the chances are I'm working on, you know, some amount of lack of sleep.
After Sam was born, hours devoted to personal artwork have become more scarce. Amy also works full-time at Hallmark. And for the past 4 years, Amy and Misha have teamed up with three other artists to co-curate Plug Projects, an artist collaborative in the West Bottoms that brings in artists from around the country. So Friday morning in the studio is Amy's time to focus on her own work.
I've often thought of like how to describe trying to have a child at the same time as having an art practice. And I think every time I try, it comes out really trite. But the best I can do is to say that it is sort of like having another child that you're trying to raise in a completely separate environment. And now that I have Sam, these are the like two loves of my life, right? And I would really like them to play nice together. But I think that maybe they don't always play nice together. And then you just have to figure out how that works and how they can still be a part of your life, both of them, in those major ways you want them to be.
Amy, at 35, says she and Misha put off having children because they knew it would be a big change. Now she says she often feels caught between two worlds. But Amy says there's also magic in the change Sam has brought to their lives.
I just really want to stress what a difference like having Sam in our life has made in a really positive way. It's forced us to be less selfish, to you know, really like commit to this little human being. And I think that there's something really awesome that happens just in spending time with him.
At noon, it's time for her to leave the studio and join Misha and Sam for lunch at home. Sam, with a mop of dark blonde hair, is waiting at the door to welcome her when she arrives.
What's up? What did you do while I was gone?
We cleaned.
Yeah, nice.
For, to make it look more unreal.
The three of them sit around the table to eat the lunch Misha's prepared. He's just spent his morning at home with Sam. And after lunch, Misha will head to the studio to paint.
One sec. One second, buddy. It's a little warm. You want some chicken?
Once lunch is finished, it's Misha's turn to head to the studio. Misha is an adjunct at Johnson County Community College, where he teaches painting and drawing. Studying the biographies of great artists is a passion for him. And Misha says there's a recurring theme of family life clashing with art, something he wanted to avoid.
There are lots of examples of artists really failing as parents, like dramatically failing. This is a very sensitive issue within our family in terms of how much time we spend away from Sam, what's our involvement is this enough, how to integrate it all together. So it's been pretty difficult to figure out.
Misha says he and Amy strive to strike the right balance, but the pressure of time is always there.
Things get very, very messy very fast. And that's where you have to choose. Do you clean your house or do you stretch a canvas or do you go for a walk with your kid? So I wish I didn't have to make as many choices. Overall, I can't complain at all.
While the responsibilities of being a parent weigh heavily on Misha, there are unexpected joys too.
For me, the life without the child was a very interesting and exciting and free life. But with a child, it's less free, but more meaningful.
Back at home, Amy and Misha watch over Sam as he plays with the toys in his room. They both say they look forward to seeing his life take shape, cradled in the artist life they share. Julie Deniche, KCUR News.